everyone. This podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
You are now listening to Choose Your Own Misadventure on Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. Welcome, Wasteland Wanderers, to another Atomic Adventure Hour, starring Jane Addams as the daring duo of digits designed for destruction, Lefty and Righty, David Bell as the maniacal mischief maker made of man and machine, Vern and Ryan Lombardi, Katie Golden as the big-time canine entwined with an auteur's mind, Werner Herzog, and Katie Willett as the agile atomic anomaly with amazing abilities, Bambi, hosted by Christian Ramirez.
Like, I'm taking control of this game.
I appreciate the enthusiasm, but I will stop 20 Miriams from happening.
I don't know if you can. That's the thing.
Let's summon see. Miriam. I don't summon know if that's... something that we can do.
Even the mighty Werner Herzog.
Oh, it's Herzog?
Yeah. Herzog.
Oh, I wrote it wrong in there.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Fuck that right up.
Jesus Christ.
Are we ready to go?
I mean, this could be the podcast already. So.
I'm recording.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Leave it. Woo. Woo, woo, don't woo. Edit anything.
Keep it the way it is.
Media res. Mise en scène.
Mise en scène.
Okay.
Deus ex machina.
Please, just more tropes, as many as you can think of. Okay, we're done, I guess. All right. So you all wake up after your Ewok celebration party with the Gombe chimpanzees.
Yay!
And they bring you to a little area. They tell you basically that they've had contact with other people, that you're not the first ones to have met them. And they take you to introduce you to Katie's character, who apparently walked in just out of nowhere, but you'll kind of understand why. Katie, please introduce.
My character is Werner Herzog. He is a large Saint Bernard dog with a silky coat and a human brain and a joyous strap to his head. It is the preserved brain of famed documentarian Werner Herzog. The Herzog brain can communicate psychically and is telepathically linked with the Saint Bernard, resulting in Werner Herzog. Werner Herzog wears a collar wreathed in razor-sharp blades, featuring a barrel filled with peanut butter and a dog tag with the name Barney. He is equipped with a little hot pink children's backpack.
Aw, jeez.
So, Werner Herzog.
Bow wow!
I like the amount of people on our team who are people in people, or like on people, contained within other people.
It is the human condition to be trapped inside of the psyche of another person.
Yeah, you got that problem too, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit, in the sense that I have a little baby in me.
You didn't tell me!
Yeah, I'm Vern Lombardi. You'll meet my brother later.
Werner Herzog is very excited to meet all of you. My tail is wagging very fast, and I would like to receive the form of affection known as belly rubs, and I shall make my stomach available for such pets momentarily.
The hands fly over. We are very, very good at belly rubs. We're kind of made for that.
Yeah, I know. So Jane's character is a pair of hands.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have ride a jetpack.
This is like a match made in heaven. Like, I feel like dogs. One of my theories is dogs think humans are just their hands.
Right.
Because, like, My dog certainly doesn't recognize my feet as part of me. Like, she'll bite my feet sometimes, but my hands, like, she's like, that's who I am.
That's all they require of right. us is the hands.
That's the useful part of the human.
Yeah, they hold the food.
And I feel like Bambi can curl up and emit warmth, so you can, like, curl up and lay on top of Bambi like my cat does with a heating pad when
is
I have
Bambi
it in bed.
Is Bambi a deer?
No, Bambi is a...
Bambi is a haunting character.
Basically, Bambi is a 20-foot like tall human woman made of radioactive particulate.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. She's and, like, an atomic a wacky elemental, pretty
I'm,
much.
And
yeah.
I'm a wacky, inflatable, waving person, mm-hmm. essentially, but...
Get it, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, the ghoul that has been your point of contact for the Gombe chimpanzees, one's been talking to you, tells you basically that they need you guys to do... a couple of things for them. And the very first thing they explain is that the power has started waning in the Gombe streams, their area, their little base. So what they're going to need you to do, should you choose to accept this mission, is to switch the power that's in Kigoma, that's at the Kigoma power plant, to just kind of reroute it to Gombe Streams National Park. Because they stopped supplying them with power recently.
Okay.
So we just need to go flip a switch?
You're going to have to reroute it.
That sounds like a hands job.
Hell yeah.
You're going to have to actually go on the, get on the computer, sneak into the place, get on the computer, and kind of reroute it that way.
Okay.
So wait, I have a question about hands. Is it two hands?
It is two hands.
Okay, so... Are they one unit, or do they each sort of have their own personality? Like,
they share an AI.
Okay.
But I'm not sure they exactly have a sense of self.
Okay, I see.
Are they the same person's hands? Or is it two different people?
Make an investigation check, Dave.
How do I do that?
I roll a d20.
He's gonna do it.
Go ahead.
We gotta play it by
the
rules.
I squint at the hands suspiciously. 11.
How many investigations is that? How much detections?
What's your intelligence? What's your modifier for?
Oh, it can't be good. Where? Perception. I'll find it, I swear. Nope, nothing.
Nothing?
No, not a thing.
Okay, well then it's 11. Whatever you want to tell him for 11.
I mean, they look like hands. I don't know.
I squint.
Wow.
And go, those look like hands.
So Dave's character is a pregnant.
I am
not
a robot.
Not quite.
No. Vern Lombardi. Robot. My name is Vern Lombardi.
Okay.
I look like this. I have a cape.
Oh, I want to see.
I am a robot with a baby's face.
Aw, adorable.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
It's real adorable.
Like, you know how dogs can kind of smell medical conditions?
Mm-hmm.
I bet Vern would sort of smell like a pregnant person, right? It's sort of similar.
Like a robot and a pregnant
right,
person.
I think it'd smell like that nice baby smell that dogs love. They can't get enough of that baby smell.
I do think I smell like at least a hospital.
Right. So are you the consciousness of a baby?
Well,
inside the body of a robot, or the
just wait.
You'll see.
All right,
when do we battle? It'll be interesting.
Vern's not going to explain himself. You'll meet. You'll see.
All right.
I'm very excited because I used to work at a radio, like a plant, and I think I have like the computer skills, perchance, that we would need.
Yeah.
I'm just excited because I am a dog and I've met new people. These are very exciting people. I like these people. Pet me.
Wag, 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 wag.
All right. So what you need to know, pertinent information about the plant, is that it's manned and guarded mainly by robots. There's a couple of human supervisors there, but it's mostly Protectrons and like the Mr. Handy droids that you guys have already seen. So is there a particular way that you guys would like to handle this? They suggest that one of two ways is that you could try a frontal assault of the place and like take out some robots, or you can be sneaky. They will send one of the chimps with you. If one of you isn't good at computer stuff, they'll send one of the chimps with you that is, And then, yeah, we'll see where you go from there. But what would you guys like to do?
I think we should just go from A to B and, you know, just go flip that switch.
Okay, but do you want to be sneaky or do you want to fight?
I would like to be sneaky. I don't want to die yet.
Same.
Okay, can I? I'll make a suggestion.
Okay.
My character shouldn't be able to just say their flaw. I have overt is my flaw.
Yeah, you're not a sneaky individual.
I'm not a sneaky individual. I'm not saying everybody can't be sneaky. I'm saying that I'm going to have a lot of trouble.
Well, what if we have become an animal and cause a distraction?
Okay.
That's and while we go, and you can distract all the robots while we run in.
Okay.
That way you get to use your fault to as an advantage.
Yes. I do have mimic.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. That's just a
That's pretty good.
Thought.
That's not a bad idea.
Not
necessarily. I chose them.
Yeah.
I chose a character who has the ability to infiltrate and shapeshift, but also has the flaw of overt, which means that I'm not sneaky, and I just say things, and which was a, I'm going to say mistake.
I'm a fan so far.
Yeah.
So for perks, I'm going to say good
boy.
Nice.
Flaws is good boy. A very good boy. He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
Who is the good boy? Is it me? Am I the good
you
boy?
You are the good boy.
Oh, I was waiting in very much suspense. The yawning, oppressive, yawning eternity before I found out that it was me. I was the good boy the whole time.
Does Werner, what kind of dog is Werner?
He is a Saint Bernard.
Oh, can I grab his little jowls and
yes.
go boop, 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 boop.
Yes, thank you for grabbing my jowls. They're very floppity. They're flippity and floppity. My jowls. Sometimes a big line of drool comes down from my jowls and I cannot really control it, but it just is dangling there and I'm waiting in suspense for when it is going to fall down, and then I sometimes lick the jowls to see if I can get any residual flavor from the beef jerkies that I was eating earlier.
Very good, very good. Okay, so what do you guys?
I'm Werner's dog.
All right, so are you going to... Is this what the plan is? Dave's going to distract, and everybody else is going to try to infiltrate?
I'm good with that if you guys are. I mean, I can...
What? The one limitation that I'll put on your transformation thing is that I don't think you can transform into something that's gigantic, that's too much bigger than you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But yes, I think.
Yeah. If you guys are good with that. It's basically you guys sneak in while I do something stupid.
Yeah. Right. Lean into your flaws. Turn them into advantages.
All right.
Okay, and would you like to tank one of the science-y chimps with you, or do you think you guys are good with computer stuff?
I would like to just...
Okay.
In For theory, safety. I'm good at computer stuff, but who knows?
Okay, well, I'll tell you that the chimp that you guys rescued, Quill, is one of their tech people.
Aww.
So she will be the one that
she
goes with...
She fucking owes us. No, isn't she the one that we tried to leave? No, she was the one in the cage.
The one who was drugged.
Her boyfriend was the one that we kept
thinking
Chops. About leaving behind.
Chops was the one that you thought about leaving behind.
Sorry.
But, yeah. Okay. So, Quill just kind of walks up to you guys and lets you know that she wants to go with you because you guys helped her and she wants to help now that she's back.
Hi, Quill.
I remind her that she is very large for a chimpanzee.
She is. She's 6 feet tall.
How do the hands
just
talk?
In case you didn't know. They have speakers.
Oh, I see.
The jetpack has speakers on there.
It's like an Amazon Alexa, but hands.
Okay.
And a jetpack.
No,
All right. Okay. So on your...
Werner Herzog can talk telepathically.
Yes.
For him.
Cool.
I imagine, yeah, just every time he talks, everybody's just like, ah.
Okay. But it's
like high pitch, just knives in the brain.
Right. It hurts, but it also sounds like Werner Herzog.
Right.
So it's like it hurts, but it's pleasant at the same time, but it does hurt.
Right. Yeah. It like rattles your bones.
It is migraine inducing.
Yeah.
So can you like choose single targets for the telepathy? Or
probably, yeah, I'm sure.
Is it just projected to everybody nearby?
Oh, yeah, like no, we don't get a chance. I mean, usually I don't think... I think I could if I wanted to choose a target, but I never want to because it's always just that dog energy.
Okay. Mm.
Dog just like everyone needs to know. Dogs don't selectively bark at specific people. They're like, this is dog energy coming in.
Right.
That big dog energy.
Big dog energy.
Yes.
All right. So you guys are pretty much uneventfully make your way through the jungle because you have Quill with you, and she's obviously very familiar with the surroundings. You guys come to a clearing, and you see the power plant in front of you. It is a nuclear power plant.
Yay! It's the place that changed me forever.
So it's surrounded by a fence. And there are some guard towers. And a bunch of the Protectron robots are patrolling around the outside of it. Does anybody want to do a perception to see?
Yes. Wait.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead and roll your d20s because I want to see what you guys see.
Where's my d20?
13. You can have...
13.
Is this a d20?
16.
Nice.
Yeah, plus, so
do you have any 20. Any score in your perception?
Oh, nice.
Oh shit. Okay. So, KG.
Oh, I do 20 plus D8. My perception is 1, and I rolled 20.
Yeah, okay. So, total of 21, but you get natural 20. So, you see everything. There is the big steam stacks. You see two guard towers wherein there are one Protectron robot each inside. You know that these robots, I mean, I talked to you guys about this before, but the robots have little laser arms that they mostly use when they're fighting. They can also hit, but they mostly use laser arms. You see another patrol of two Protectrons just kind of cycling through, walking around the perimeter, and they're outside the perimeter fence. And that's pretty much, that's everything that you can see from where you guys are at. You also can see the service entrance to the plant.
Okay. Okay, so I rolled a 3. So I'm going to choose to believe that the hands perceive none of this because mm-hmm. they're too busy in like a very low volume telling everybody. In 1932, physicist Ernst Rutherford discovered that when lithium atoms were split by protons from a proton accelerator, immense amounts of energy were released in accordance with the principal mass energy equivalence.
Amazing.
Very good. Very good. Yes, Dave.
How big are your speakers? Is it one speaker?
I think there's a speaker on each hand.
Okay. I wanted to slowly put a hand over the speaker.
So, since, I mean, you rolled a 20, I rolled a 16, so yeah. My thoughts... I don't know, is you want to take the people in the tower out first because they can see more things than the people in the perimeter camp. And who's got a jetpack?
I have a jetpack.
Oh, so we need to
we could
get
also
up high?
You can run the distraction whenever you want to. Is what
run, I mean. Run the distraction as we gesture to Dave.
Dave, is there a particular animal that you're thinking of turning into?
Make it be squirrel, squirrel, do a squirrel.
I wouldn't call him an animal.
Oh, no.
Is it going to be a large butt? Make it a large butt, please.
Well,
please.
So, guys, am I to understand that we have to get up high and take down these
well,
towers?
Well, I was just saying in terms of like getting in, if we want to, if the people in the tower spot us, they're going to let the people who are outside of the perimeter mm-hmm. know. But if we hit the people in the tower first, the people in the perimeter might not notice that we're there, is my thought.
What time of day is it?
It's evening. It's not completely black, dark, but it's...
Okay, because my thinking is that if
sun has gone down.
If it's bright-ish, then you wouldn't be able to see the jetpacks as much. because mm-hmm. the glow wouldn't be as
bright
noticeable. But if it's dark, then
it's like a firework.
Yeah, it's gonna be super, super noticeable.
What about a hallucination of a bunch of bots and squirrels?
I like that.
What? A mass hallucination of a bunch of butts and a bunch of squirrels. What could be more distracting than the scurrying of many squirrels and the flapping of many butts?
Okay, so maybe Werner Herzog hypnotizes everyone, gives him a hallucination, and we all run in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just like a dog chilling outside, and they won't necessarily know.
I'm just an innocent dog with a brain attached to my head. No one will be suspecting of anything.
Perhaps we should get you an approachable hat.
Yeah, a little top hat to cover the jar of brain.
Like a little top hat, maybe with like a little bow. Maybe a stovepipe hat like that, which was worn by Abraham Lincoln. I would like that very much. I would be a very cute dog.
Okay, so let's go get a hat, you guys.
Pause on this mission. Let's go get a hat.
Let's get several hats. We need a bag of hats for this dog. I certainly can, without a jetpack, get up to that tower.
Okay.
If we want to do... Well, not me.
Oh, no.
I can, if the dog wants to, if Werner, sorry, wants to,
the fucking dog wants to do the hallucination,
I can work on the tower, and then you guys sneak in, is that the idea?
Because Quill has, like, little, wire cutters and stuff like that to break in through the chain link fence.
I think that's a good idea. So first the hallucination, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
And then the flying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Well, not flying. Well, kind of flying?
Yeah, I'm going to need someone to hit me in the face.
Oh, God. Okay. I'll hit you in the face, I guess.
I can also, like, just jetpack both hands into your face.
Ooh, that's better. Let's do that.
All right. Hit me. You want to do it now, or?
Well, we have to roll.
Yeah.
We got some procedure we got to do before we.
KG has to roll for her illusion, which.
Which one do I roll?
You roll a 20, and what? Let me see what attributes you have. Favor. I would say that your influence is the main one. That so you get plus 5. 20, your d20 plus 5.
Right.
That roll.
All right, here we go. 11. 16.
So 16.
Sorry, did you say butts and squirrels?
What?
Okay.
Well, now I have made a change in my mind, which is that the squirrels will have big butts, and they will be scurrying around with big butts. Oof.
Okay, so I just rolled a 20.
Oh, shit. Now you roll good.
Here's the problem. What has happened is that I have created this illusion of many squirrels with big butts, but it is equally distracting to me, Werner Herzog.
Just running around.
I have started chasing the squirrels. I've started chasing the illusory squirrels, and I have become distracted. And as I become distracted, the illusions become more strange and much more suspicious. That the our enemy targets are now noticing just a dog running around chasing nothing
with
chasing,
a jar with a brain clanging around on
with
the
brain bouncing around like a jar of pickles.
The illusion doesn't work, but.
But the dog is running around like wild.
They see a dog running around, so they're coming to investigate, the ones that are patrolling.
Going, hey, you squirrels, even though they cannot see these squirrels. I'm like, hey, squirrels, what are you doing? Come back here. I'm chasing you, squirrels.
Are they leaving the tower?
The ones in the tower are watching this go on, but they are not.
So now you gotta hit them in the face.
I'll fly up. Avoiding their line of
hit sight. Me in the face first.
Oh right,
yeah. We'll go together.
Line up.
Since you're and then I just run in. Need to roll for hitting him in the face, I think.
Okay, so I'm
Dave
gonna.
Might need to roll.
I'm gonna line
for whatever
up
he's doing.
Both hands just right in front of your noggin, and then full steam ahead.
Nice. All right, my face starts bulging. I go, my face. here comes Ryan. So my baby face, Katie, so you know, just tears out of my body, and it's a full baby.
Oh, good. I was worried it wouldn't be a full baby. More like half a baby. Like the upper arm and head of a baby.
Yeah.
That would have been upsetting.
And he says, hey, I'm Ryan Lombardi. How's it going?
Well, are you here to party?
I'm here to party.
You have a fucking catchphrase. You gotta say it every time.
I'm Ryan. And Ryan can fly.
Okay.
Cool.
It's fine.
Okay, so y'all are gonna team up and fly, and I'll run inside.
Come on, you fucking hands. Let's do this. Let's fly.
Okay. So I'll just say that there's on your right and left are the towers.
As we're flying, I'm gonna at low volume share with Ryan. We don't have the necessary equipment to fuck.
Everybody's flying up to the tower.
Yeah. Oh, Jen, what were you saying?
Wait, am I flying too?
No. Okay.
No, you're still running around.
You're running around, chasing the squirrels in the
chasing butt. Chasing illusions, much like the rest of humanity, but instead of the illusion of wealth and fame, mine are squirrels.
All right.
Wait, so are we flying?
I'm assuming you guys are going after...
Yeah, the hands are flying after you, but also responding to what they assumed was a command.
Wait, what?
Never mind. It's fine.
I'm assuming one of you is going to one tower, and the pair of hands is going to another tower.
Right.
Cool.
I'm trying to think of how I fly. Do I have wings? Do you think I have wings?
Oh, boy.
I mean, you didn't have wings at the beginning.
I feel like you should have wings made out of baby hands.
It's like fluttering
on the ground. Terrifying.
Like one of them, what are they called? Cherubs?
I kind of figured it was like Superman jumping.
Okay, that I mean, so okay,
big
that's cool.
Swole baby legs.
Oh, with the pudge, like they have rubber bands around their knees just and their ankles. Like that's how pudgy.
Just like
they are.
A spring, just like these pudgy legs.
Yeah, because pound for pound, babies are stronger than full grown humans.
Okay,
because they have a thing called brown fat. This is a weird baby fact, but
baby facts. So, are we going for the same tower? We're going for
you
different
know a
ones.
A lot of very interesting things.
Thank you.
I'm following you.
Okay, you can go to the same tower. I mean, it's you guys. Your goal is basically to cause a distraction, and you're going after the ones that are
all right
still left. So,
it's my action.
Yes.
All right. I go straight for the mouth of. Is a person on the tower?
No. It's a robot.
It's a robot. I just go straight for its robot mouth.
Okay. All right, are you attacking or are...
I'm sticking my hands in its mouth.
Right. You're gonna...
I'm going, give me them robot teeth!
They got kind of a dome, a little kind of egg-shaped glass dome on top, or bottom of an egg. And they've got little, like, lights right here. And the speaker is where the mouth would be.
All
right. So you're going to go for its speaker mouth, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Because that way we can quiet them. They can't say anything.
That's actually very smart, Dave.
You would know this about Protectrons. They do have, like, they have their arms where you can attack. You can attack their legs. They also have a little panel in the back that you can get to and shut them off.
Oh.
If you need to. Yeah.
Okay. I also have the shiv in hand.
Yeah. So.
Shiv right in that control panel.
I'd rather go for its robot mouth. Teeth. Yeah. Sure. All right. I'm jabbing them robot teeth.
All right. Go ahead and roll for that.
Did we roll initiative? Did I say anything?
No, you guys, I would say you guys have the element of surprise.
Okay, cool.
You two can roll against each other, but it's one way or the other. You guys can decide who's going to go first.
That's a four.
Oh, no.
I remember this pattern.
Okay, I'm also going to aim for the speaker. Can I use a hand shot to disarm, but in the mouth?
Yeah.
Cool.
That makes sense.
So it's a d20 with the...
D20 with whatever your agility, I think.
Okay, cool.
Is the offensive one.
So that's a 12, but the hand shot rolls with advantage, I think?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
That's way better. That's a 23.
Okay.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah, you successfully hit, so I guess your D6s, but it automatically disarms, right?
Yeah.
On a success? Okay, so that one speakers are disabled.
Cool. Was I supposed to add something to my roll, by the way?
You add your what are you using? Are you using strength?
It was hitting him right in the mouth.
Hitting him in the
mouth.
So
I would think strength.
So yeah, I guess that's...
It would have been might.
Might, yeah.
All right, it would have been an 8 then. It still sucks.
Yeah, they've got pretty decent natural armor.
Yeah.
Okay, so do I still roll damage, or...
If you're trying to, if you guys are engaging them and trying to take them out, then sure. But if you're just trying to disarm their mouths, then that's kind of up to you.
I like doing damage.
Okay, yeah, roll damage.
11, 12 total.
Okay. Did you get a 6 with one of those?
Huh?
Did you roll a 6?
Yeah.
Okay, then you can roll that one again.
Oh,
it
right.
It stacks.
It's another 6.
Hell fucking
it
yeah.
It stacks again.
So we're up to 18.
Destroy this bitch.
19.
Okay.
Nice.
Cool. That was fun. I enjoyed that.
With that much damage, it is... That one doesn't get to take an action.
Cool.
Because it flinches.
Okay. I heard it.
Pew, pew, pew. There is one left in that tower, and you guys have... Let me make sure... You guys have successfully caused a distraction that's getting the other two robots in the other tower. You've got their attention. They're going to come down out of the tower and try to assist their other robots that are under attack.
So
you guys can also, I mean, you choose what you're going to do. And you are with Quill.
I think it seems like we're well equipped as a group to take out the robots. So maybe it's a thing of we go around the bat, like, you guys come down from the tower and we go around the back, Quill and I. Can I roll to see if there's a...
You have seen the service entrance to the plant.
Okay.
So you already
know that there's a spot to come in.
Can I roll to see if I'm still chasing squirrels?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's see. Seems about right, yep.
That's a 13, folks.
Still chasing those squirrels?
So Quill and I are going to sneak around to the service entrance and try and enter.
Okay.
So, what do I roll for that?
Just roll a d20 for your sneak, and then...
Oh, boy. Ooh. That's a 1.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
That's a 1. It hit the mic stand, but whatever. It's a 1.
Okay, you trip over your own feet.
That's accurate.
Make quite a bit of noise. Let me just double check.
It's because I got pockets full of knives. They clang.
Well, those robots just... Still don't really notice.
There's too much shit going on. The dog's barking. Everybody's...
Because I rolled a 4, and they already have disadvantage to wisdom. They have a -4 to wisdom check.
Oh, can I try again to sneak?
Yeah, you can try.
Dust myself off, stand up. Quill's looking at me like I'm a fucking moron.
At the same time, I'm going to blast through my speakers. Guys, I shot it in the mouth! And I'm just like, yay!
Full volume. Okay, I'm going to roll again.
Okay.
17.
Nice.
Thank you. Oh, wait. And that was... What do I add to it?
Add your agility.
Okay.
You successfully...
Good. It was a false start there when I tripped over my own feet.
All right. So we will circle around back to KG. Because you guys... That's...
We're, like, getting in.
You guys are successfully sneaking. You're at the door at the start of the next room. So, KG, what would you like to do?
Well, I was chasing these squirrels, but I got distracted and suddenly the squirrels all disappeared and I am very confused. I'm looking for reassurance from some sort of human-esque humanoid companion.
At this point, the robots have, like, approached. They're not...
Oh, hello,
not immediately
Mr. Robots.
Because you're outside the fence.
I'm very excited to meet you, Mr. Robots. Would you like to pet me? Can I roll to see if they will pet me?
Yes,
you can
roll for your...
Can I add my influence?
Yes,
because I would like to get pets.
He's
a natural 20.
He's so...
My tail...
Natural
20.
Oh, no.
My tail is wagging so fast that my butt is also moving with my tail, and I'm so excited that my front paws are lifting and being placed delicately back on the ground because I'm very excited for getting pet by these robot people. Please pet me. Please.
You successfully... They have no idea that there's anything else going on other than this big, lovable dog... excitedly stepping on the ground.
Who's a good boy?
Yes, they are enthralled.
My body is vibrating with excited dog energy. I am so excited to make new friends. Hello, I'm dog. I'm Werner's dog. Pet me.
They give many pets.
Yes, yes. This increases my power.
It's like that episode of Corporate where someone brings a dog to the office and everyone loses their mind.
Okay, Dave and Jane, it is to you two. You are
I like this
currently
team.
In the
this
tower.
Pairing is good.
So this one's done. This
one,
robot.
One of the first robot has they flinched because they because you did so much damage, but the other one is fine. And they're going to attack after this round. So.
Okay. Well, I zip to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to get on its back and grab its face.
Okay.
And start shiving its face.
All right. Well, if you're going to try to. Yeah, I guess, yeah, movement is fine. You can move, try to move around to its back. Let me double check. Because unless it.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a chance to not get flanked by you. Yeah. But, no. Yeah, it's. You are behind the robot.
Okay. Like, I want to be like it's my father bringing me to Disney. I'm on its okay. shoulders. And I'm just wailing. I'm stabbing it in the face.
Okay, go ahead and roll for stabs.
5. See?
Okay.
Beginning of a pattern. Well, is that might or is that what
yeah,
is
it? Yeah, it's might.
All right. So that's 9.
Okay. So you inflict. Let me see.
God damn it, Ryan Lombardi.
Yeah, I'll say you inflict 3 damage to that one.
All right.
Because it wasn't enough to beat its armor class, but it's still... Yeah.
I'm just jamming in the face.
Yes.
But you like, you fucking already... nobody. You nobody.
Jane can go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to fan the hammer on these two. So that's 3 attacks at disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
So first one is a 7 plus 5, so 12, and natural 20, but natural that 20. Doesn't matter because it was a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
So does a 12 hit on?
12 will do 3 damage.
Okay, cool.
Because that's a minimum that an attack will do.
Cool. So then next attack, 17 and a 5, so 10.
That one will do another 3. If you
want. Cool. Cool. I'm trying real hard.
Yeah.
And then, oh no.
That's a 1.
I rolled a 1 and I'm technically aiming at Ryan.
Oh no.
Okay, so I'll say yes, you're going to hit Ryan, but it's going to be a glancing blow.
I'm really sorry.
You've already punched me twice.
You asked him to do her to
roll,
do that.
Roll a d4 because it's not like okay. a full on.
My AI is just really confused. It's a 2.
So 2 points of damage to Dan.
To me?
Yes.
You're, ah, fuck!
All right. So, because Ryan is making such a distraction, I think the both of them are going to be kind of focused on you because you're on the other one's back.
Right. That's fair.
The first one is going to attempt to club you with its arms.
Aww.
I'm not going to shoot you. It rolled a 20. All right. So let's see this again. The other one is going to try to shake you off of it. It's going to be rolled against your might because it's a strength test, basically.
Okay.
So
13?
Okay. So it successfully shakes you off.
Aww, where do I go? Do I go flying?
No, you don't go flying because you're in a tower. So you guys, you're still pretty close together.
Okay.
But...
I hiss at it.
Of course you do. All right, the other two, the ones from the other tower are still approaching yours. They haven't had time to get there, though. So it is 2.
Okay. Hi. So we try and open the door.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and
D20.
Roll. Yeah, 20.
8.
Plus
oh, no.
your... Yeah, I'll say that can be a perception. Because that's
and which one's
D8
again?
Well, it's your 8 plus 3, and it's
oh,
a standard
sorry.
Lock, so it was a 10. You beat it. You managed. You have a little bit of a hard time getting in, but you still managed.
I figured
to unlock
it
the
out.
Door. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the inside, you basically kind of can tell you're in a service hallway.
Okay.
But there are like the little signs on it with the arrows pointing toward whatever, towards maintenance, towards all the other stuff. So it points you in the direction of I can't remember what the name of it is. But it points you in the direction that you need to go towards the actual program.
Power part. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, we're going to go walk down the hall and follow the arrows and find the computer lab. So do I roll
again?
Let me see. I will roll because you've already...
We're wandering around in there.
Successfully snuck, and you're still sneaky, but... Oh, okay. Nobody notices you so far.
Yay! Nice. Me and the champ.
Yeah. You make it to the computer lab, basically the power direction area.
Right. Okay. Yay, I'm so excited.
All
right,
back to KG. They're going to try to resist your influence, but they roll a 2.
Do I roll?
You don't need to. Your influence is, you're already at a base of like 5, I think, because of your, what was that, your influence score.
Right, my influence is 5.
Yeah. So they just keep petting you.
I am on my bed. My tongue is on lolling out. Just, I am so enjoying this immensely. And I tell the robots, listen, life is a strange and unending torment. But the only truth is that these pets are really great. And I am such a good boy. And we are the best of friends now. We are best friends.
Very good. Okay, it's back to Dave and Jane. So,
I've been shaken off.
Yes.
I still got my shiv in hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to grab onto his leg and start shiving at his groin.
Okay. Right. Go ahead and roll for the attack. And roll it.
Hey! 19.
Nice. Okay, successful. Go ahead and roll your, I think, what did we say for the shiv was 2d6?
1, 3.
Okay. This one is not looking too good. It's kind of stumbling, sparking, not doing well right now.
Okay, so I'm going to do the wrong thing and go for the other one because it looks like it's more of a threat.
Yeah, that one is. Yeah.
So I'm gonna zoom up with my gun hands and flank its dome and pew pew. So that's a 2-gun assault.
Yeah.
That's a 23 on the first hit.
Nice. Okay.
Cool. So that was the first pew, and then the second pew is 13 to hit.
No, it does 3.
Yeah, the hands are still distinctly right-handed.
Lefty's trying. Lefty's trying the best. Good. Trying
Lefty's
their best.
Lefty's a supporting character.
It's one of the sparking one is going to attack Dave, the one that's almost dead that you stabbed in the groin. Okay, second one that Jane attacked is going to attack Jane. Aww. Going to attack Lefty and Righty. Oh,
ooh.
Very much misses.
Great.
All right, you have made it to the computer lab. Oh, and you have your like atomic powers too. So I don't know if you want to try to use those at some point, but.
Okay. Can I? Let's boot up the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see. I want Quill, since Quill's got more of information on the actual computer system, to take a look and see if we can get in.
Okay. I will roll her. Okay, she rolls a 17. All right, she very deftly hacks into the computer system, and she just says that she's going to need another minute to reprogram it.
Okay, so I'm going to go stand watch by the door.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
This... I feel like I'm so boring this. She's like, yeah, I'm going to just like make sure that just like facilitate that the hacking is happening.
You're doing the actual thing.
No, I'm just standing in a hallway making sure no one shows up.
I will say that you have been noticed.
Oh, fuck.
They haven't set off an alarm or anything yet, but they know that you're there now.
Okay.
You don't hear him coming yet, but I'm just letting you know.
You're just giving me a heads up, which I appreciate.
All right, KG. I guess it's to you. Let me see if they're still distracted.
I want more pets.
Yeah, they're still distracted. They're very... very much in love.
I have started
dog.
To.
Is there anything else you want to do? Because like,
I have started to lean my entire body weight against them. I am trying to get into their laps. I weigh about 300 pounds of pure
chimpanzee, but in a dog form
of pure dog energy, and I want to get in. Can I roll to see if I can get into their laps?
Yes, of course.
7.
Okay.
Plus 5 is influence.
So,
12.
Yeah. 12. They definitely go down to one knee so you can kind of put your head on their knee.
But they also technically don't have laps, right? Because they're like robots.
I put my face against them and a bunch of drool gets on them.
Very good.
Lots of drool. It's very viscous. There's little pieces of dirt stuck in my jowls and drool, and it's getting everywhere, but I am very cute. My eyes are very soulful.
All right, Dave and Jane.
All right, so is the robot I'm working on still?
Yeah, he's pretty much... I mean, he's going to die this turn, pretty much no matter what. He's sparking.
Right.
I don't know, with our luck, yeah. something weird's going to happen.
I think unless you rolled a natural one.
Can I pick him up and fly him off the side of the tower?
Yeah. He's going to have disadvantage to whatever your strength check is. So I'd say to pick him up and hold on to him is going to be might. And also the other robots are at the base of the tower at this point. The other two from the other.
Can I try to aim for them?
Yeah.
All right.
Let me see. He rolled a 19, but.
Jeez.
He has disadvantage. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Disadvantage. 11. Okay.
11?
Roll that against your might.
12.
Yep. You pick him up and go ahead and I guess roll for dropping him onto right. the other.
It's
robot.
Just hard. I poop a little in my diaper. Oh wait, he's not. No,
you've been wearing a diaper.
No, he. No. I'm naked. I've already explained this. I think he's actually wearing sweatpants and a tank top.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Right. I poop in my sweatpants.
Unpleasant.
Jeez. 10.
A 10? Okay. Let me just see if they're... Because they're not very dexterous, though.
No, they're just chilling with that dog. They're so happy. Yeah. It's the best day.
I mean, I just got to drop him.
You dropped him on them. Let me see. What does that kind of damage do? I'll do... Because you're dropping him from a pretty high height. I'll do 3d6.
Nice.
Split it up between them. All right, one takes 9 points, the other takes 8 points.
Nice.
Hell
yeah. What about the guy I dropped?
He's dead.
Nice.
I feel like I don't like that I can see this because I feel like I know what's going on, so I'm just going to put the bag of cheese thing so
I'll
that I don't
on this
see.
Side
but then
better.
Katie will see. This is fine. This works better. I just like, it makes me want to look
I can
at your...
see or
your...
not, that does not give us any advantage. Because I honestly, numbers is just like...
Well, it makes me go like, oh, I know what happened. Like, oh, I know that they rolled a, you know.
When I have to pay the tip, you know, I have to calculate the tip. Like, it's like, you know, the meme where it's a bunch of numbers flying in front of my face. And then I just start crying and, like, throwing a bunch of money and credit cards on the table and run away and my pants fall down. So.
Jane, it is to you.
Okay. So there's now just one robot
in the tower? Yep. One robot in the tower.
Okay. I'm going to try to end it. So we'll do another two-gun assault on that guy. Okay, so that's 18 on
nice.
The first hit.
Roll that 3d6.
1, 6, 7 on the first hit. Not great. Hands, come on. And a 17 on the next hit.
Okay, that hit.
So 2, 5, 10.
Oh, that one is dead.
Great. Yay. So
you blast it away.
So now I'm going to... are there speakers in this tower? Is there like an alarm system?
Yeah, there's an alarm system.
Cool. So I'm going to... Is it just flip the switch for alarms, or is there like a speaker?
That one, there's a terminal attached to it that is kind of... well, there's a terminal attached to it, I'll say that.
Okay, so I'm going to fly over and hit whatever button I think activates the little speaker.
Okay. Oh, for the speaker, yeah, there's a PA system too. Sure.
Okay, cool.
You can
cool.
hit that button.
I'm gonna hit that button, and then I'm going to speaker into the microphone thing, and that awful noise, the interference probably happens first.
Mm-hmm.
So after that noise, we're gonna get, sorry, podcast. I don't know why I had to do that. So that noise happens. It's not going to happen again. It happens exactly once. And then I'm going to announce to my friends, we shot them and we threw them and there are no longer any robots in this tower. You're welcome.
Okay. The robots have heard that. Well, I'll roll again when her turn comes up. But all right, the robots at the bottom, I'm going to make them passive. Check. That one passive. That one does not. All right, the first one gets up and starts to climb the tower. He's not at you guys yet, but he is approaching.
Okay. So what I want to do is, I feel like I know that people are going to know we're there soon. Mm-hmm. So one of the fun powers of being radioactive is that if you look, if I stretch myself out and you look through me like a screen, I can change what you can see.
Oh, that's you're cool. Haunting.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get in front of the door and I'm going to stretch myself over the window so it looks like the room is empty.
Is empty. Okay, yeah. Very good. Okay.
So if someone looks in the window and they can't see the light from the room or anything like that.
Go ahead and roll for that. That should be your
deception, right? Yeah. Okay, so. Oh, fuck.
Okay, that's only going to come into it once they actually get there. So they'll have to roll against it.
Okay. Well, good. So let's get that shit roll out first, and then it was a 2. So I'm going to wait, right?
Yeah, it's 7.
Okay.
But maybe my distraction was distracting enough.
I'm hoping that y'all are making enough noise out front that, like, there's one guy inside who's like, I wonder what's happening.
Yeah. A robot that's similar to the other ones, a Mr. Handy instead of a Protractron.
Oh, good.
Walks by. Peers into the room and sees that it's empty and decides to go outside.
Fucking so. Yeah.
I rolled a 3. So.
Yay. Oh, shit.
Your deception worked.
I'm so happy.
All right. I'm going to roll for these robots, Petten KG's Werner Herzog. All right. They are finally not under your influence anymore.
Oh, man.
After they hear the loudspeaker go off, they're then distracted. You turn around. They stop paying attention to you. They tell you, good boy.
Yeah.
And then they start to walk away.
Can I try to do something?
You can do whatever you want. And you'll have advantage because their backs are turned to you.
I just follow them.
Okay.
They are going somewhere. Where are we going? What is going on? I'm following you. Where are you going? Hello? Hello, I'm following you. We are going somewhere. We are going on an adventure. Are we going outside? Am I going to do my business? Are we going outside to do my business? I hope we are going outside to do my business.
I mean, you are outside, so you can do your business wherever you'd like.
Okay, I do one.
All right, it is to Dave. We are all
now eating pollen peel, so apologies
you have
for the noise.
Successfully dropped that robot on top of the other ones. One is standing, the other one is still down.
I'm still very much flying.
Yes. You're, I guess, hovering right now.
They're so good. They are.
They're very
this
good.
This is so stupid how good this is.
So I'm looking down at the robots?
Yeah.
Shiv.
You guys can also, like, I mean, okay, I don't want to game too much for you, but you've caused your distraction.
I look down at the robot and I say, bow before Ryan Lombardi. And I want to plow into him as fast as I can, just fly directly down into him.
Okay. Oh.
Like a Superman.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll for that.
It's a 2.
All right, that does not hit.
Yeah.
I will say it's a glancing blow against him. All right, it is to Jane.
Okay, I'm going to get back on the PA system. Sorry, I'm still chewing a pollen peel.
I'm so sorry.
We are grown adults who got distracted by candy.
So we very much so.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Ah, mouth noises. I'm going to get back on the PA system, and I'm going to... speaker out for Ryan. Are you okay after having fallen out of the tower where all of us are right now?
I pooped.
Okay.
And then I'm going to fly down and see what I see. Are there, do I perceive any threat?
I'd say that before you left, you can see the two robots on the ground and the two more that were playing with Werner Herzog are approaching. And that's it so far.
Okay, I'm going to shoot at the closest
one. Also, I'm following them and my tail's wagging and I have no idea what's going on, but I'm very happy.
Very good.
Then I'm not going to shoot at the closest one. I'm going to shoot at the most threatening looking one.
Okay. I'll go for the one that looks the most threatening.
Okay, cool. So first attack is a 16 to hit.
Yep, great. Very good.
5, 6. I can do math, 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then... It's fine. And then Lefty misses, probably. 9.
Yeah, that's a miss.
Oh, Lefty.
Come on, Lefty.
Now it is their turn to attack Vern. Oh. Ryan, sorry. Not Werner.
No.
Ryan Lombardi.
Oh, yeah. There is two. There's Vern and Werner.
Well, you're going to have to call me by my full name, Werner Herzog, every time. It's the thing.
All right. First one. Misses. Second one. 17. Okay, that one hits. Because you're close to it, it's trying to club you. Does 1 damage.
Okay.
They're very slow. They're chipping away at you.
They really are. I'm acting like I'm a tank, and I'm not a tank.
Yeah, you're a fleshy baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With a soft skull.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they just have to...
Yeah. Gotta protect that fontanelle, baby.
I like to imagine that Ryan Lombardi has, like, a little bit of cradle cap, just kind of scaly on the upper.
I used to get those when I was a baby. Yeah. It's nasty. Babies are disgusting.
They're gross.
They got long-ass fingernails.
Look, I actually love children. I don't want to... I'm not like one of these people like, ew, children, I hate them. I really love them, but just through no fault of their own. Babies are just... They're right.
Babies are aliens. They're tiny aliens.
They're very gross. I mean, they're not happy about it either. They're constantly crying about, like, I'm covered in goo. No.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I love the fact that with babies... Everything, single thing a baby experiences is the first time they're experiencing it. Mm-hmm. Pretty much for the first, like, year of their life. Everything is new.
Yeah, like the first fart. It's like, what happened?
Yeah. Oh my God, am I going to die?
They get very upset about pooping, too, sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Don't we all?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Not me.
Barely pleasant every time.
All right, Katie... I will, Katie Willard. Hi. Will say.
You can call me Bambi.
Katie 1 and okay. Katie A.
Well, I usually say KG. And
KG, yeah. That's
I
good.
Like Katie 1, Katie A. And I don't think we should specify who's
who. No, nope. Just gotta guess.
Guess.
Context clues.
Feel it.
Context
what
clues.
What does it feel like in your bones? Right. Which one's
and
the right one?
And they aren't always, we have certain rules about who's what.
At what time. It's very important that they stick to them.
Right. But we won't, it's one of those learn by immersion kind of things.
Right. You'll fail a lot and then eventually you get a hold of it.
Eventually you'll learn through trial and error.
Yeah. Hi.
Anyway, Bambi.
So I'm stretched out in front of a fucking door.
Okay. Quill has finished. And she's ready. I mean, you guys are ready to head out from the computer lab.
Cool. So what I'm going to do is take my invisibility cloak body and drape it over Quill. And we're going to walk down the hall and try and exit out the entrance we came
from. Okay.
Because everything's done, right? She rerouted the power. Okay.
Are you draped over Quill?
I've stretched myself like a blanket.
You're like that Harry Potter...
like an invisibility cloak.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, roll.
But made of radioactive particulate, because that's how that works.
So Quill's not recovering from that.
Yeah, Quill's going to have some health problems later due to all of the direct
She's
direct
been exposed
touching
to radiation at a low level for her whole life.
That's true. Right, I'm just helping speed the process along. But I'm a delightful companion, and that's enough.
All right.
Most.
So I'd say roll just to see how strong the deception is.
8.
8 plus 5. So it's a 13.
13.
Yeah, not bad.
Okay, good.
All right. So
we're just, I'm hunched over this chimp and we're just like.
She's still
pitter pattering.
Yeah.
Yeah, and down the hall.
It's not a big deal because you're very light to her.
Yeah, so I'm made of particulate.
Yeah. All right. So the robots with KG following behind them are, I'd say, about halfway to you guys right now. Is there anything that you would like to do, Werner Herzog?
So remind me, what do the robots look like again?
They're basically humanoid with their legs and arms. They have little claws at the end and little, like, Mega Man blasters.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a little, like, an upside-down egg dome mm-hmm. that just goes straight into their shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Are they reflective?
Yeah, they can be.
I see my own reflection. And it is when you look at your own reflection, there is a moment of not recognizing who is staring back at you. Is this a stranger or is this me? But what I have determined is that I'm going to start barking at this reflection, because what is it doing here? This is my area. Get out of my area. So I bark a lot at this reflection that I see in these robots.
Okay.
Do I roll to see how loud I bark?
Sure. Roll to see how...
It's 14, so 14. It's moderately.
Woof, woof.
What would be the?
I guess.
Well, might? Is it might? the volume of the bark.
Influence, though, influence? Because that's
really well. Then
your spirit behind it.
Then it is a very loud and low bark.
Okay, I'm gonna roll to see if they're distracted by your bark.
I like that if you're barking for one reason, but if like another, like if you're trying to scare people away, it would probably be might, because you're okay. trying to be like.
I rolled a one. So do you want to distract them?
I don't know what I want. I'm just barking.
Oh, God.
I am barking at this strange dog. It is now skinny and now fat, and it is strangely alluring in the reflection of these robots. So I'm just barking my little head off.
So they turn around to address you because you have their attention. Because of the power.
But as soon as they turn around, the reflection goes away, and I'm very confused, and so I start wagging my tail. And now I think they are playing, so I lower the front half of my body, and I stick my rear end up into the air, and it is playtime now. Now is playtime. The playtime is now time.
Okay. All right, Dave and Jane. Dave first. Ryan Lombardi.
I'm on the ground and they're around me?
Yes. There's two of them.
All right. Grab onto the leg of one, start shivving its crotch.
That okay. seems to be the best way to take these things down. Most effective.
For your attack.
20, not natural.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's successful attack. Roll your 2d6s.
2.
Aww.
Okay. So just 5. That's not bad. All right, Jane.
I'm going to keep shooting at the robots. So, 22 to hit?
That's a hit.
Great. 5, 9, 11 on the first hit.
Okay.
Solid 9-11.
You killed that one.
Oh.
Too soon.
I'm going to keep shooting at it, though.
Okay.
12 on the second one.
Is that the one
does
I'm...
not hit.
Okay, so which... Lefty is both bad at aiming and perceiving.
That is the one that you stabbed in the groin, indicators. Dave. That is the one that you grabbed and stabbed in the groin. She blew it apart.
All right.
Good job, team.
So am I just, like, standing there with a leg now?
Yeah. All right. You have a leg in your hand. That's
you
fair.
Hit someone with the leg? Please hit someone with the leg.
Yeah, I'm not thinking of it.
All right, the other one's going to attack Ryan. 15. Does that hit?
Wait, what?
15.
It depends on which one I'm using. Because I have guard, which is 15.
Okay.
I have toughness, which is 14.
No, I'd say that's guard.
Use the higher one.
Yeah. Use the higher one. That's. It does not hit.
Nice.
Tie goes to you. Nice. All right. Bambi.
Hi.
I'm going to say Quill is running pretty fast out of the facility, and let me just, okay, that's a 9.
It's a 9. There's a little dot.
The Mr. Handy that floated by and didn't see you guys still doesn't see you, but you're behind it now because it's
okay
trying to go down. Out it's going out the back door to in the direction of your friends.
Okay. I'm gonna just pause. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm gonna let Bambi whisper to Quill, like, stop.
Mm-hmm.
and then we're just gonna wait until it goes out the door.
Okay.
And then we'll. So do I? What do I roll for that?
Being so sneaky.
I don't think you're already. Your sneak has already.
I've already
check.
Snuck. Yeah. My sneak has snuck.
Your sneak has snuck.
Okay, cool. So we're just gonna chill in the hallway.
Yeah.
Until the robot leaves.
Okay.
Because I don't have any longer range attacks. Sure. They're all close, and I don't want to get Will close enough okay. that I fuck up. And
no, that's yeah. good.
That's where my brain's at, guys.
Quill just rolled a 15 for her sneak, so
her sneak has snuck as well.
Mm-hmm. So the Mr. Handy is now out the door, and that's how you start next turn.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm very boring this game. Sorry, guys. I'm like moving no, around.
You're doing good.
You're doing the
actual accomplished
thing.
The goal already.
I try. Oh, Quill did.
Yes. All right.
Fair. The chimp did.
Werner Herzog.
Yes.
They have turned to you and they have seen that you would like to play.
Playtime. Do I roll to see how much playtime is?
Sure,
we have?
Go ahead and roll for how
Werner,
much
you gotta go get the one around the corner who hasn't so seen you yet. He's gonna be five. So excited. The guy who's coming out the back entrance.
Oh, who is coming?
He's a new person.
Who is coming? I'm excited.
It's a new person.
Very excited.
Okay, so they decide to play with you.
Ah.
Yes, hooray, it is playtime. How are we going to play? I'm running from one end of the corridor to the other, and the momentum is making me skid, and it is hard to stop on a dime because I'm so large and I have a lot of heft, so I'm sort of sliding a little bit as I run from one end of the corridor to the other, and I'm just hoping that they do something to play with me, maybe throw something or do... I'm so excited.
And I love it that the robot's like, man, I was like in, they kept me in the building and like I had to walk around. It was so boring. I thought I heard a ghost and then I looked in the room and no one was there. And oh my God, there's a fucking dog.
The robots are going to investigate the area for sticks. 20. They find so many sticks.
Yay!
I am so happy. I am surrounded by sticks that are flying from one area to the other and I'm running after them and I'm getting drool all over them and I'm just having the time of my life.
Fantastic.
I'm so happy.
All right. David, it's to you.
All right. So, excuse me.
Gazoon height?
No, it was a cock.
Okay.
It was just a single. Oh, yeah, I know. Because they're similar. what am I doing? I'm holding the leg.
You're holding the leg.
What
you
am
got
I doing?
One robot that is still there.
Yeah, I guess I start beating the robot with okay. the leg.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, go ahead and roll for that. I'll say that leg probably does some electrical damage, too, because it's from
oh,
the
cool.
robot.
And I'm just screaming.
It's just a club, an electric club.
That's a one.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You swing wildly, and you lose control of the club.
Oh, because I'm a little guy. Yeah.
The leg's too big.
It just flies in an arc off into the distance. I mean, not the distance. You're small, so.
Yeah. I couldn't even accomplish that. Yeah. It
falls past the robot onto the ground. All right, Jane, it's to you.
I'm going to shoot the nearest threat.
Okay, good.
17.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Great. 4, 5, 9.
Okay.
So second one, I'm going to keep shooting it. Also, at this point, projecting the biggest pew-pew noises through my speakers as I
Very
can.
Very good.
Because the hands do not do distraction subtly. Okay. 23 to the second hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
5, 8, 10.
That robot is destroyed.
Nice.
Explode its little dome.
Was that the one I tried to hit?
Yep.
Okay. I'm like, yeah, you take that. I'm Ryan.
Yeah. Just standing in the background with like deuces, like little fingers.
All right. So yeah, it's to KG and Quill. Or not KG. It's to Bambi and Quill.
Hi. Okay, so we are gonna exit the building.
Yeah.
I take a look out the window first just to double check that Werner Herzog has distracted my robot enough.
Okay.
That I found a stick. There. Oh, here is your stick. Oh, what are you doing?
Perception so you can see what the... Okay. 16. You see that the battlefield right now is basically three robots playing with Werner Herzog.
What happens, you see, is that I retrieve the stick and I give it to them, and then they inexplicably throw it away from us, so I must go and retrieve it again, but I find the redundancy of this action actually very amusing. I like it quite a bit.
I think both Quill and I take a moment to just, like, look at this scene and just, like, sigh with contentment, because there's nothing better than watching a dog play. But then what I'm going to do is stretch myself out again and bend myself over Quill to get us from the door to the fort or jungle.
Yeah.
Without where we're not okay. going to be able to be
seen. Yeah, roll deception just one more time.
11 plus
5. So 16.
I can't believe how successful we are doing at this mission.
But see, that's the thing, is I feel like what we were trying to do was, like, be who we weren't last time, and then this time it's like, what are our low points, and, like, I think turning those into our assets is, like, the most creative way we're gonna just, like, do this.
That's true.
That's how I feel. Just lean into what everybody is.
So yeah, you guys, that's pretty successful.
Also, we have a cute dog on our team.
Yeah.
And everybody loves. Look at the picture, guys. It's the mouth.
It looks almost like he's wearing a crown.
Mm-hmm. He's a baby. He's a baby. Oh, he got a brain on his head and he got big tongue. He's a baby.
Okay.
Smush your face.
So you guys successfully make it out of the fence line.
Yay!
And you are back. She's just keeps on moving towards the jungle, towards the edge of the jungle. She's not trying to run away.
Right. But,
yeah.
Are they still? Are you guys still fighting up, or are you down?
We're down. Yeah.
But did you take everyone out who was fighting?
Mm-hmm. They did.
Well, my thought is, like, why? Maybe we, like, you guys go into the forest because there's nobody. You guys are fighting actively. And then I'm sure the dog just runs into the forest. No one gives a you know, they're like, okay, bye, dog. And then we all are out. Is my hope.
Yeah.
I think we should take a little further precaution and, like, see if there's any, like, surveillance.
Roll perception, to make sure that they don't see us.
Yeah, otherwise they're just going to reset the...
Yeah. I will say that KG rolled a 20 with perception when you guys were... when you guys were looking at it in the initial, and they're the only, like, they don't have cameras because it's robots out there. So the robots, you know that this, you know this about the robots, that their memories, their visual stuff records whatever's going on.
But the ones who were playing with the dog never saw any of us, right?
Yeah.
Just the dog.
They saw a dog.
Okay. Now the only thing that's wrong is that they have in their memory banks a dog with a brain on its head, which I feel like is a...
Like if
we show up somewhere else, they're going to be like, I think we've seen this before.
If, like, a supervisor watches the footage or something, and be like, what happened at the facility? And just like, huh, all right.
I love that. It's like, how did you guys... You took 4 hours playing with a dog in the middle of the
while everything went to shit?
They'll probably chalk it up to a glitch.
It was a very cute dog.
In our defense.
It had a big fluffy tummy.
Well, so I wonder if at that point then maybe... I'm trying to think if there's a way to...
We might want to clean up a bit and, like,
take
the memory chips from the robots we destroyed. Ooh, or we can,
you
just
know,
like,
what would be good to do that,
the pieces.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, it's gonna be to KG first. I'm assuming she's going to continue playing with,
if there are sticks. I'm going to play with them. It is the inevitability of the life of a dog, is that if there is a stick, you take it. It is a Sisyphean task, but it is one that I immensely enjoy.
Alright, I will roll for the robot's perception. Okay, I go ahead and roll KG just to see what they're rolling against.
4.
4 plus 5. Their wisdom is -5. So they're still playing with you. Having a
this
real
is the
good
best
time.
Day ever, isn't it, Carl? Yup. Get to play with a dog.
This is the most distracting dog. And you found kind of the weakness of the robots is that they have very low wisdom.
I mean, is it not wise to play with a dog? What else can you do in this crazy world?
But yes, they're very easily influenced. All right. So it is to Dave and Jane. What would you guys like to do?
Jane is pretty much cleaned up, I feel like.
Yeah, I've been picking up these robot pieces and then using my jetpacks to like catapult them into the air and okay. throw them at full speed into the rainforest. So okay. like one at a time, just robot chunks okay. flying into space. Like Team Rocket style, yeah. there might be a little like ding.
Okay.
As they fly into the distance.
Yeah. Just give me an investigation check for each of you just to make sure that I want to make sure how thorough you were.
It's a one.
I fail.
Okay.
You're busy.
17.
Okay. You're not doing too good, but Dave is very good at finding all the like okay. compute. Somehow you know what all the computer boards and stuff look like.
Right. I've also
turned... You live in a robot.
Yeah.
So I guess.
I'm actually.
Yeah, he's got a lot of looks at a lot of in the interior yeah. of a robot. A lot.
He's got sharp eyes of a baby. The sharp and discerning gaze of a baby. Oh, God.
All right. So you're pretty successful at finding all the memory chips that you want to find. Is there anything else that you'd like to do with this turn? Because you can still move.
I'm going to turn back into Vern, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to crawl back into Vern.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's good. So Bambi and Quill are already in the tree line. Is there anything that you guys would like to do?
Yeah, I feel like we're just chilling up. Maybe, I think maybe send Quill back.
Okay.
Because... Or do we need Quill to go? I'm trying to think. Do you think we need Quill to get back to where we need to be?
Probably not.
Not because I feel like, yeah, we got there. Hopefully yeah. we can remember. Yeah, so Quill can move ahead to okay. let everybody know
she's
that
go
we,
ahead of you guys.
We did the thing.
All right, she takes that command and starts heading back.
And I am immediately ambushed by a lot of robots. Because I'm all alone in the woods.
No.
I'm going to climb to the top of the tree, and I'm going to like put my hands around the top. And my legs around the bottom and create like a hammock.
Ooh,
sway nice. In the breeze. Wait for folks yeah. to come and get me.
Yeah.
And whoever finishes first can come lay in the hammock.
Yeah. Ooh. You make a very nice hammock.
Yeah. That's what people say.
All right. KG, it is to you. Let me just see if they're still... Okay, they roll a 20. So they are no longer distracted by you. They're done playing with sticks.
No.
And they start they turn around to let me see if they perceive what's going on with the two of you
puttering in the background.
11. No, they, because that's 11. Yeah, they see that there's a pile of robot parts on the ground, but they haven't seen you guys yet. So, KG, is there anything else you would like
to
do?
If they are no longer going to play sticks with me, I'm going to find someone that will. So I trot off, sniffing, snorfling around, doing sniff, 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 sniff.
You should go to the hammock. Go lay in the hammock.
I'm going towards wherever I can sniff, sniff out. Can I roll to see?
Yes.
I'm 19, so I sniff out...
Who's the closest one to...
I would say Bambi is the closest
okay.
one.
Okay.
Because you're by the... Yeah. You're close to the tree line.
I find the hammock lady and I drop... I've still got a big stick that has been moistened with my saliva and I drop it right inside of the hammock lady. Right, like right on top of her. It's, it's wet. It's dripping with dog saliva and little bits of dirt and other detritus. But then I am sitting there and my tail is thumping against the ground and I am like, I have returned. I do not understand what our dark objective was, but I have returned and I have found a stick and I hope it helps with our future endeavors.
And then what I do is I take a hand down and I'll go over the bubble some pets. And then I pat my belly so that the yes. so that Werner Herzog jump in the hammock.
Yes. No, now the dog is laying on its back in the hammock
with a stick.
With a stick, and it is holding the stick in its mouth, and it's very happy dog, very good boy, very happy.
Yes.
All right, Dave and Jane, it is.
We're just swaying in the breeze, Werner Herzog and I.
So we have to get by the.
Yeah, they're approaching because they've seen this pile of robots.
I use my shape shifting to turn into a dog.
And then, if
you want to get on my back, I'm going to walk by these guys. And from what I can understand, they'll be cool with it.
Cool. I'm gonna hover over and drop my jetpacks and like just land on your back.
Okay.
So it kind of looks like the dog is wearing a backpack now.
Oh, a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah. So I casually.
Yeah, which can that
I,
dog is another wearing dog a, backpack. With a backpack. So it's fine.
For those of you who have forgotten, I'm wearing a small pink child's backpack on my back, and perhaps it is filled with goodies. Who knows? I am unable to open it as I do not have hands. I am a Saint Bernard with Werner Herzog's brain connected to my brain, and we have formed one unit. But we have a small, little, tiny backpack.
So, okay. I'll roll to see.
I'm going to casually... Yeah. I walk... Can I walk by them and just be like... And just be like, I'm a dog. I'm a dog.
I rolled a 9. They have 4 to their perception of you guys.
Okay.
So they just see another dog with a backpack. And they're fine with it.
I think Katie just had Oreo come out of her.
All right, so yeah. You guys successfully sneak back into the forest.
We did it.
Y'all
want to hop in the hammock? Does that sound good?
I just
had Oreo come out of
I just love that whoever's reviewing the footage is just going to see a pile of broken robots and 2 dogs with backpacks. Okay.
Our music is produced by Chris Corlew. Follow him on Twitter at @thecorlew, Corlew. And find more music at shipwreckedsailor.bandcamp.com. Our artwork is produced by Justin Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin T. Brown. And find more of his artwork at artnessbyjustinbrown.com and justinbrown.info.